So an hour ago, some folks jumped on the fence and they grabbed it.
And they scrap it. and they began to enter in the perimeter. And there was a truck, and they light a fire on the truck, and they began to enter. There was maybe 30 people inside the perimeter, and then there was all these cops who came, and the people.
People ran back.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
What street is this right here?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember. It's really near Saint Jean, and I don't know the other. It's near the church and the cemetery.
It's near the church. Oh yeah, the cemetery's right there.
Yeah, and they remove all the fence on the
cemetery.
Yeah.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, me too. I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they take garbage on the fire to enhance it, I think.
Yeah, and light the fire.
Yeah.
Why do you think people are so adamant about getting this fence down?
Oh, what they want with, I think they want to get back the power to the people. I think.
Why are you out here?
Why? To see. Because I'm from Quebec, and it's really a calm city. In normal times, you have three people there, and on three people on this street, and three people on this street.
Now you just have hundreds and hundreds.
Yeah, no, thousands and millions. I don't know.
So you weren't scared about coming on the streets with all these protesters?
No. Me too. I'm a protester, but
What are you protesting?
Yeah, I think the big company direct all the world, and we have parole.
Power, yeah.
Yeah. We don't have power, and I think it's a symbol to remove the fence and let the people enter in the perimeter.
It's a symbol of our power if we could do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go keep walking and see if I can find some place where they've removed the fence.
Yeah. This one.
Yeah, I saw that one. Okay. I saw that one. I just want to see one more.
And you have seen on the big
thing. Rene Velasco? No, I haven't seen that one.
Oh.
I'm gonna go check it out.
Okay. Right. We're going there.
Okay.
If you want to go. You're from where?
So we're up here at. Do you know what intersection we're at? Rue Scott and Rue Burton. And the police are firing rubber bullets. It's still the plastic slugs. This one's black. Has this hit anybody?
Yeah, a few.
A few?
A lot, actually.
And what happens to them?
Well, they get fucked up for a bit.
Just for...
It's like a hit.
Are they right there? Are they firing just here or down there too?
Everywhere.
Everywhere they're
everybody
firing?
Everybody does throw back gas. Everybody that can be identified of pitching something is getting fired on.
So they're allowed to throw gas at us, but we're not allowed to throw their gas back at them.
Yeah, but they're the police.
They're the police. All right, thanks a lot. On Rue Claire Fontaine, and we're still on the little side street, Bertrand. And I don't understand why police are firing off so much tear gas right now. There's a lot of people who are rushing away. and there's a big, thick cloud of smoke coming. Looks like people are just gathering, just sitting, and now everybody's coming out. Looks like some people still have stayed around. And they still have the flags. Have you been out here for long?
Have I been out here?
Yeah, since about 6.
6 a.m. this morning?
Yeah.
Where did you come from?
Hamilton, Ontario.
Oh, it's Ontario. Did you arrive today?
Yeah, this morning at 4 or something, yeah. 4:30.
Did you guys see what happened yesterday on the news and
yeah,
stuff before you
came.
Headed out? That's why you came?
Yeah, my friends and I were sitting there, and I was looking on the internet, and he's like talking about it, so I said, you know what, we gotta go, so.
You gotta go?
Yeah, we drove up last night.
Were you planning on demonstrating against the FTAA, like maybe locally, and then you decided to come to Quebec, or?
No, well, their number for my school came up, but I had an exam, so I couldn't come up. Just when they came up, they left on Thursday,
yeah.
I had an exam Friday morning. So, and I was going to come, because I was thinking, well, I have no way of getting there, but then my friend, we convinced each other that we should go.
Yeah.
I lost him again.
is this what you expected to find? Or like this?
Yeah, they had the same sort of, well, not as bad yesterday from what I saw, but, I mean, they'll use whatever they have, right? At least they're not firing bullets at us. That's.
Have you seen the rubber slugs that they're firing
yeah.
at people?
Yeah, I've seen. Yeah, my friend actually got hit with one. He showed me just now.
Then, how is he?
He's fine.
He's fine.
Okay with it, yeah. Oh, there he is.
And he found him again.
Huh?
I was talking to your friend, and he said you guys were watching television and seeing this stuff on the internet yesterday.
Yesterday,
and you
yeah.
decided to come out.
Yeah, well, we had friends that from our school that came here, and we were just watching it. We just decided last night to drive in.
Yeah. Did you come here to protest the Summit of the Americas, or the reaction of the police to the demonstrations, or
all of it?
Initially,
all
I
of it? Yeah, initially for the Summit,
America, but now the police are being angry. Like, I mean, some people are being violent, and I can see why they get frustrated, but honestly, most of whenever there is, like, you put their hands up a piece, they still fire at them, and people aren't throwing anything.
Yeah.
They're sitting down, and they can't exactly move anywhere. They fire a canister right at them in the center of them. I don't think that's right. I think that's a little extreme. So
yeah.
Now I'm upset at both of them, like, all sides now, so.
All sides.
Yeah, I think the police are just doing their job, and now they're sort of, maybe it's just because
they're
frustrated.
They're going.
I don't
taking
know.
Taking it. To a new level, though. Like,
yeah.
I mean, they're getting people that are just trying to be peaceful, right? As he said.
Like, there's a girl who was on stilts. She was she had a Statue of Liberty costume on.
Represent
she's not carrying
symbol.
Anything. She wasn't throwing anything. And they stuck stilts and they plowed over the water, so she
they
fell from high
down.
Off onto the ground, and that was ridiculous.
Shit, they hit her with water?
With water can. She's
hose.
On the gate, and they hosed her down, point blank, and she falls to the ground. I don't know where she is. I'm still okay, but that was a bit extreme, I thought. That pissed a lot of people off. Rushed, even though they're throwing stuff, people still rush the gate at
they
that
attacked
point.
Me. I was hit by shields. They would, at the first advance that they made towards the crowd, when they first tried to drive us back, I would just stand there. I wouldn't move, right? And they came right up to me. They said, move or we're going to run over you and arrest you. And so I just put my hands up and said, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just standing here. I'm not going to touch you. And so they just were hitting me with their shields until I finally had to run away because the guy beside me hit one of them. So...
Yeah.
And then they would fire canisters, right? I mean, people would go just right up to them like this. They'd let them come up to them, take pictures, and let them stand there for 5 minutes and then fire a canister at the back of their head.
Huh.
Like, stuff like that is just it's really unnecessary.
Do you think this level of security is related to globalization at all?
This level of security?
Yeah, like all of this cops, all these tear gas, it seems like more and more every time they hold a summit to talk about some global trade pact.
Well, you would think that they would, like, these leaders would actually maybe realize that, hey, there's enough people out there who are against this. Perhaps either let them know all the facts first, because some people are just here because they just want to be involved in something and they don't know all the facts, and that's unfortunate, but there isn't a way to disseminate all the information to them accurately, and that's a problem. And I think if they do that, maybe they either find more people more educated or actually have good arguments against it, so they're not necessarily just throwing rocks at the police and getting them angry, so they're throwing tear gas at us, but maybe they can actually get some people who, once they know the facts, can actually make an argument against it, rather than just sort of like, there are those who do know some of the facts, and do have the intelligent arguments, but they need to be more. And that's what I think that's what they're using against it. They think, oh, they don't know what they're talking about. So we're doing this for the people, but people don't know what the good is because you haven't told them. You're keeping it all secret. You only consult with even your elected officials in the U.S. Like the House of Commons representatives don't know what's going on, and that's frustrating. And I can imagine how much more frustrating it is for people who are like, we're just the lay people who are thinking that, hey, the people you've elected should be able to give you information. But if they're even being shut out, then what's the point of having some sort of democracy at all?
So you guys, their fence is taken down up here?
No, it's still up.
It's still up?
Yeah.
It was started. Yeah, it was like half taken down, and then they kept firing rubber bullets at people. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, good.
They just let us go up and back. Because I think they're toying with us at this point.
They are.
Yeah, because at one point they had it driven way, way back, like to the end of the city, and then they left and came back again.
There's a guy approaching with a tear gas gun. And he's just standing there, just coming out as far as he can. There's a guy with an even larger gun. We can stay in there, huh? Why are you coming out? Did they make you leave?
No, but they are coming.
Everybody just jetted out of the little place where we were all hanging before. I think I'm gonna actually run in there and hide if need be. Make a little quick entrance if I need to get in there. So just standing behind this brick wall to an apartment building, I really wonder what the people of Quebec, the ones who live outside of the perimeter, think about the way the police have advanced so far beyond the perimeter. A couple of cops have their sticks in the air. It looks like they're pointing them in twirls. There's another arrested individual who's being brought back. Just a kid with a huge backpack. He's got ties on his hands already. There's a few fire patrol out there. Looks like the cops are getting information to do something. I'm just going to hang back here and see if I can avoid them by ducking into this apartment complex. They're getting information. Yeah, this is open still.
Hey.
This is open still.
It's still open?
Yeah, you can duck in there.
Okay.
It's open.
Okay.
That's my escape route. No, not the other side. But you can duck in right here and hide there until they pass. That's my plan. So we have someone who's walking away with a video camera. Look, they're pointing at you, dude. I just want to exit out this side. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Yes.
So we got to go through the building. People of Quebec are hospitable, but it seems like they're not dealing with the tear gas too well. He was quite frazzled. Our CMP officer is looking quite ominous. They've taken over the whole square and pushed people back. My goal is just to walk around the perimeter today, and doing it without being forced to turn around is one of the sub-goals to that goal.
From any cop in the world, we can expect this.
From any cop. We were just standing up there behind this building, and all of a sudden, you were walking around the building. I was going to follow you. And you turned around, you're like, no, no, no. And we turned around, and the cop's like chasing after us. And he's got a gun, a tear canister gun, and he shoots it right at this girl's head. Trying to run down the stairs really fast wasn't fun, very. It wasn't very fun at all. So it's trying to get around. The security perimeter is just not working. People are beginning to approach the line of officers with peace signs here.
Jamás será vencido.
Gas is coming this way, and so the people from Central America who are standing there have now moved back.
Oh man, go.
My eye is killing me, dude. Ooh. Oh, the cloud's just dissipating. So I think from the Z East is where we're headed now. Just trying to make it around this damn perimeter. See what's going around on all sides. I was really curious about that yesterday. It's really hard to do interviews whenever your eyes are all fucked. I'm at a bus terminal here at Rene Levescu Square and just watching what's happening. Someone just got shot in the chest by a slug in a... How your police normally behave?
Oh, my English is no good, sorry.
So the police are firing tear gas and we're still in this, throwing them back as best they can.